We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of Run It Back.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Run It Back. I am your host, Jasmine Halliburton. Thank you guys for joining me on the KCSN. Look, I know it's been a minute. I'm sorry. I apologize. I really, really do. I know I'm going to be talking a little bit of K-State baseball on this pod tonight. And I know a lot of y'all are thinking, like, Jasmine, what the hell? Why are you just now talking about baseball? That's on me. That's my fault. How basketball ended and it bled in into the baseball season, yada, yada. And I had some stuff to go through with getting my thesis done. So your girl can graduate. I've been a student for too damn long. So that's why. That's why it's been a little bit of here, it's a little bit of there, a little bit of business here. I've been all over the place. All right, I'm stretched thin, but it's okay because y'all still getting me right now to talk a little bit of K-State baseball. All right, it's better late than never. You feel me? So, a little rundown. Cool. K-State baseball start off the season ranked 25th in the country. That's a nice thing to have expected at the start of the season. I know K-State's season last year ended with that bitter taste in your mouth. It just seemed like they were gyps by the selection committee to go to the college World Series, get the playoff games, get the regionals, yada yada. Either way, that's how last season ended, and it would have with a bad taste in their mouth. They thought they did enough at the end of the season to be able to get a chance to be in the postseason or after the Big 12 tournament, but that unfortunately was not the case. I know part of that reason why that we weren't able to make a regional or anything like that. And that's essentially one answer. That's TCU. TCU literally had our behinds the last maybe 6-7 games of the season. I think we might have played TCU the last 10 games of the season. We played TCU, I want to say, six times, maybe. And I think we might have gotten swept all six times, maybe even 1-1. It's been a long time ago, but I know TCU absolutely had our butts in the blender towards the end of the last season. That was another reason why it just wasn't our time to go into the postseason. But that's just is how that is. That goes how that goes, right? So, however, you put that in the back. Put that in the rearview mirror. Boom. We're starting off this season. Everybody on that team got a chip on their shoulder. Coach PQ got a chip on his shoulder. Everybody got a chip on their shoulder to make sure that what happened last season doesn't happen again. Okay? It doesn't happen again. They're having a tougher non-conference schedule because at the end of the day, that's what the committee is looking at. That's what D1 is basing on. That's the RBI. That's what everyone is looking at, is looking at that strength of schedule and who they are playing and who they are beating, who they are losing to, right? That's always how that's going to go. And that's something that they wanted to do this season as far as scheduling goes for K-State baseball, right? Start off the season top 25, being ranked at 25. Okay, cool. didn't start off great. I think we played, what, Arizona State at the start of the season. That didn't go well. Okay, whoop-de-doo. Started off a little bit rough, but then K-State started moving again, all right? Coming in before, I want to say, what, maybe the second or third series of the Big 12 conference play, K-State was doing damn good. They were, I think, 11 of 13 games before entering the UCF series when things started to go awry, okay? And since that UCF series, unfortunately, K-State has lost 8 of their last 11 games. It's bad. It was bad. They're at a point in the season, halfway through the season right now, to where it's getting a little rough. It's getting a little tough. All right. And that's just how it goes. I see, they understand, they went through a buzzsaw. You know, they could have taken that series against UCF. I know there are some errors that pretty much sealed the deal against us in that third and final game in Orlando. Cool, whatever. You just gotta push that to the side, right? Then you go through the buzzsaw that is, unfortunately, Boomer Sooner. Okay. Sooners, I think, are what, tied or in a two-way tie for first place in the Big 12 right now. And they went through the Wildcats. I'm sorry. It was game 1 through 3, essentially. It just wasn't pretty. And I'll dive into that a little bit more in later on. But losing 8 of the last 11 games. Outside of being able to beat Northeastern last night, I will say, be able to get that right. But damn, man. The excitement that everybody had to start the season, it was there. That nice little win streak the Cats were on. Okay, things are looking up. Things are looking good. But then everybody has that point in the season to where just ish ain't going well. And unfortunately, the Cats have hit that spot. They have hit that spot, okay? Losing 8 of the last 11. And I crunched a little bit of numbers. And in those 11 games where we're in kind of that losing streak, we had a four-game losing streak before being able to get the win against Northeastern. In those 11 games, in that little stretch, K-State was allowing 6.8 runs per game. Upside, that's just not acceptable, especially since really talking up like this pitching staff, especially at the start of the season, even though I still think they are better than they were a couple years ago. I do understand that Coach Rudy Darrow did a hell of a job, our pitching coach, hell of a job last season. That was definitely a significant jump in our pitching staff from last season to the season before that. I think I want to say it was Coach Darrow's first season with the Cats last season. But unfortunately, it's taking a little bit of a step back at the moment. Not saying it's not going to get any better. We've proven the Cats got a couple of studs on the mound this year. Unfortunately, it just hasn't spread out the way that maybe a lot of us would like to at this point. But like I said, it's just that point in the season. Every team going to have their hump. And unfortunately, ours is literally right now. That is what that is. You feel me? But so on and so forth. Okay. K-State allowed 6.8 runs per game in that stretch. In that 11-game stretch where we've lost 8 of those 11, that's what happened. And K-State has only scored 4.4 runs per game in that 11-game stretch. All right? I did the math. That's just not good. We understand that. That ain't going to cut it. The Big 12 is another gauntlet as far as, you know, baseball goes. We are a gauntlet in a lot of things. We are an underrated conference, okay? We got some damn good teams top to bottom in almost every single sport in the Big 12. And I'm just saying, the Big 12 is tough. It's a buzzsaw. Majority of those runs that I told you about that K-State has given up, I mean, you know, a lot of them came from OU, okay? OU, the bats are hot. The bats are good. They are one of the top teams in the Big 12 for a reason, okay? And making their last go around in this conference before going up to the SEC. I understand that. It's just another team that's just damn good this season, all right? We understand that. We get it. But they were a majority of those runs, speaks, or that upped the hell out of that average on how many runs K-State has been allowing, okay? Game 1 against Oklahoma, K-State lost 12-5, gave up 12 runs in that game. Josh Josh Winthrop. He kind of struggled. Actually, not kind of struggled. Unfortunately, that was a struggle. Right? He was credited with the loss, gave up 8 runs in, let's see, 1 2-out innings that he has pitched. All right. It wasn't pretty. All right. It wasn't pretty. 8 runs, 9 total in the second inning. He had 2 strikeouts, 2 walks, allowed 7 hits. He struggled a bit, but he came back. He came back and he improved a lot when he was able to play against Northeastern. All right. Okay. But right now, talking about game one. Now go on to game two. Already, Cats down 1-0. It is what it is. It's OU. Okay. This is an opportunity for them to try to tie up the series. See if they make it do what it do. Right. Game two. Owen Borma's on the mound. Owen was literally like that guy for us last season. I still think he's that guy for us this season too. But I know some things maybe a lot of teams figured him out just a little bit more with his second year with the Cats, right? But Owen Borma on the mound against Oklahoma in game two, he was credited with the loss in that one. K-State lost, I want to say what? 4-11. So another problem with all them runs. Giving up, damn it. Game two, OU had 11 runs. All right, in 2 games, they've had 23 runs scored. I'm going to let that sit for a minute. 23 runs scored in 2 games. I understand OU is good. They bats were hot. But damn it, man. Damn. 23 runs. But okay. That is what it is. It is what it is, all right? Borma, unfortunately, that was not his best outing. He gave up 5 runs in 4 innings pitch. It was not horrible. Had 4 walks, 4 strikeouts, okay? And Jackson Whitmore, who's been an absolute golden boy for the Cats this season. Literally one of the top 3 relief pitchers for, in D1 baseball, okay? He's that guy. He is literally that guy for us. It's so good to have another strong arm in this pitching staff, okay? He's been that dude. Unfortunately, he had a little bit of a rough outing himself in relief pitching in this second game against Oklahoma as well, okay? 4 earned runs on him. And 1 2-out innings pitched, right? Boom. Down 0-2 against Oklahoma, game 3. All right, at least leave Norman. At least with 1 win, all right? At least leave it 2-1. Not get swept. K-State made a little bit more of a game. I like that fight in them. I really, really do. I love that fight in them. But it just wasn't enough, all right? They ended up losing that game 7-8. Blake Dean was on the mound. Allowed 6 runs and 2 2-out inning. And then Tyson Neighbor ended up getting the loss for that game, giving up 1 earned run in the late. That is what that is. It was already a bit of a struggle going in. I know it's just those 3 games, and I understand that, but it's just adding to the stretch. That's just, we were hoping that we could get more out of. And also considering how K-State was able to get their licks back last season, by getting a sweep of Oklahoma. I didn't want to see their first home sweep against OU in a long, long time. I was on the sideline for that game. Everything was cool. Well, OU got their lick back. Congratulations to them. Last time we'll probably be playing them, unless we see them again in the Big 12 tournament, until they don't ship off to the SEC. Unfortunately, Norman got the last laugh. It's all good. Whatever. They can pack that up and take it home with them. Congratulations. But It's just one of these things. Like, hey, you really, really expected just a smidge more. Not, I don't know, just like it's a team as a whole, because I still think they're going to get there, but just a little bit more out of this pitching staff, considering, because I like Rudy Darrow. I spoke with him last season. He's able to get guys in. He's able to coach guys up. I like the guy. I spoke with the man last season. He knows what he's doing. He absolutely knows what he's doing. And I have faith that he's going to get this fixed. Him and Coach Hughes, they're going to get this settled down, because I'd rather have whatever downhill little mess that we have in the middle of the season than at the end of the season, to where recency bias is a thing, especially when it comes to selecting what team's going to be going deeper in the postseason after conference tournaments, right? So I'd rather it happen now. That happened later in the season. Okay. We get that. We understand that. And I know after this break, we're going to dive in a little bit more just about the numbers. A couple other pitchers that we got. Once again, Jackson Whitworth, a damn stud with this team so far this season. And we'll get to that after this quick break. But first and foremost, please, homefieldapparel.com. I know y'all know. please get your t-shirts, get your hats, get your hoodies, even though it's almost summer, but I know there's some weirdos out there who wear hoodies in the summer. I'm talking to you. Might as well get a K-State hoodie. So we'll be right back on Run It Back.
We appreciate you supporting KC Sports Network by listening to our podcast. You have helped us become the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network in 2022 and 2023. And don't forget about our daily Substack newsletter, the best written analysis you can find on the Chiefs straight to your inbox every day. KCSN.substack.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. So, I already went in at least a little bit on those three game series against Oklahoma. Oklahoma, obviously, really good team, top of the Big 12. We got our butts handed to us. That is what it is. That's the game. Can't always be on the winning side, whoop-de-doo, yaddy-daddy, whatever. And I understand that pitching has been a bit of a struggle in these 11 game stretches before that win against Northeastern, which I'll be talking about in a second. K-State losing 8 of their last 11. Pitching's been a little bit of an issue. Not a little bit of an issue, a kind of a glaring issue in those games, but that is what it is. Like I said, I trust pitching coach Rudy Darrow. Okay, I understand. He already approved the pitching staff from last season for the season before that. So clearly, bro knows what he's doing. All right? He knows what he's doing. I have faith in him. They're going to get things turned around and get things figured out quickly. Okay? But I do want to say, there's still a couple pitches I want to shout out. Because I understand, still giving Jackson Whitworth his flowers. Okay, he has a 2.72 ERA. I think these numbers are going to be a little bit different now because I didn't count in the game yesterday. But clearly one of the top three relievers in D1 baseball, Jackson Whitworth, he is literally that guy. He's that dude. He is one of the bright spots, especially pitching. We already know what Tyson Neighbor is. We know what he's going to do, what it do every single time. I know he's coming back from injury. Still coming a little bit, maybe not a little bit slower. He's still like essentially like almost back to his old self, but got that zip in him again. So it was really nice to see him back on the mound more. But having that extra arm that you know is really trustworthy in Jackson Whitworth, it's nice. It's nice to have. It's really nice to have. I understand it just wasn't his outing in that second game against OU, but everybody got it. Everybody has it. That is what that is. But still to have that extra arm, that other arm in the bullpen that you know that you can trust, that's gold. That's gold to have, especially when you are trying to go to the postseason, make a deep postseason run. You want as many arms as you can possibly get. Now, I'm glad that Jackson Whitworth is on that list. And another arm that we are starting to trust more and more, man, how about J.J. Slack, though? J.J. is like, he had, like, what, 5 appearances. He did not play a whole lot. I want to say he had, like, what? Maybe almost a month in between his first appearance and his second appearance. I want to say here, let me just double check that. I have him pulled up right here. Yeah, he made his first appearance against South Dakota State March 13th. He did not make his second until they played Houston, right? And that was March
23rd. Okay, so about 10, days in between. A lot of games in between. Then he didn't really get a whole lot. But ever since then, he appeared in almost every series after that. Okay, he played against Wichita State. Obviously, he was able to play at Oklahoma, and of course, he was a featured man in Northeastern in that win against Northeastern yesterday. Okay, 5 appearances, 4 wins on the season, 1 loss. Had 2 earned runs in his 5 appearances. Right, 12 strikeouts, 3 walks, and 11 innings pitched. This is the guy who did not see a lot of action so far this season. Did not see a lot of action at all. We are literally halfway through the season, but this is somebody who's becoming a more trustworthy on the mound right now in JJ Slack. That is something. That's another thing. You know, even myself, gotta be patient with good old Rudy, man. Gotta be patient with this pitching staff that we have. We know we got some guys. It's just at this moment of the season, it's some hiccups right now. I know they're having some little bit of trouble with their command. At least some of the pitchers are, but that's going to get fixed. That's going to be fine. You have a guy right here coming from a JUCO, I do believe, in Texas, maybe. You just got to give him a minute. You got to give him a moment to really settle in, and that's what went down with JJ Slack. Literally loved that for him. We already seen, considering how many appearances he's gotten since his very first one, he's going to be a featured guy. He is going to be a featured guy, right? And then also, Tyrell, man, we've been looking for you, my guy. We've been looking for you. I'm sure he had some injuries at the start. He made his first appearance, I want to say, since what, February, possibly? Tyrell did against UConn, but unfortunately, that was another loss for K-State before winning at Northeastern. They lost that game 0-4. That sucks. Bats just couldn't get going. We used 6 pitchers in that game, but my focus right now is on Tyrell. Tyrell made that lasting impression against, I want to say, Texas in the Big 12 tournament, where I think that was his Jordan game, his flu game, because he was sick. I think bro was throwing up in between innings, coming back out and just fanning mofos, just fanning them. Okay. And he's just he earned his mother loving team. You feel me? So it was really nice to see Tyrell back on the mound. Unfortunately, he only got to pitch 1 inning, but he did really well in that 1 inning. All right. He kind of essentially back to his old self, but we only saw 1 inning out of him. Not sure why it is. Probably, something maybe didn't feel right, whatever. This is another pitcher that's going to be featured on this team, especially later down the road. So you want him as healthy as possible, all right? Especially when you know what he can do, even when he's sick, okay? That's what you want. So UConn, that game just is what it is. We had to use a lot of arms in that game, had to use a lot of arms in the series against Oklahoma. That is what that is. So you need to try a lot of different ways and try different ways to win, see what works, see what doesn't. Well, they found out what doesn't work against Oklahoma. They found out what doesn't work against UConn. But that's, things you got to keep pushing on. But now you've had that losing streak. Yeah, it sucks. You've given up a lot of damn runs. But then, all right, what are you going to do about it? Right? What are you going to do about it? Now you move in to that game versus Northeastern, right? Northeastern, a really good team. I want to say they might have been, 22-7 or 22-6 coming into this game. K-State ended up winning that game 9-8. Cool. Looking at the box score, a little close, but oh well, that game went into extra innings. But that's either the nut up or shut up type of game for them, because K-State was up. K-State essentially had this game fairly under control, right? They were up 8 runs to 2 at the top of the 8th inning before giving up 6 runs in the 8th and 9th inning, right? For Northeastern to really come back tied up and to force extra innings. You're watching that, you're like, what the hell going on? Where's the disconnect? What are we doing? Okay. But they were able to hold on, take a deep breath. I don't know what happened in that dugout, but then be like, all right, time to lock the hell in. Because they were able to get it done. That's another win in the win column, and we love to see that. But damn it, man, why'd you have to make us sweat? Why'd you have to make us sweat? Knowing good and well, the last 11 games coming into this one has just been damn atrocious. Lost 8 out of the last 11. Like, this is just a game where you see every single one of those games is one of those games, but it's a game that you feel like you can't lose. This is like a must-win game. Just a lot of games are must-win games. Obviously, we get that, but I mean, they know their struggles better than I do, better than any of us do, and they know like this is a game that they had to win, and they were playing like it essentially for the majority of the game. They had the game well under control essentially, but said what I said, they scored their runs to force it into extra innings, the Northeastern did, okay? But then, you know, luckily, good team baseball came into play, all right? You had KC lead off with a single, Kalen Culpepper lead off the 11th with a single in left field or middle left field, right? Took good team baseball to get him moving. It took a sack bunt, took a ground out, all the way to get him to third, and then a wild pitch brought him home. Wild pitch brought him home to gave K-State the lead at the top of the 11th, right? We love that. We really, really do. This is something that we needed. We like to see KC, his back getting hot, especially later towards the team. That's what we want to do. That's what we want to see. A lot of guys get a lot of hits. This was a good offensive. It was a good offensive day for the Cats against Northeastern, right? That's what we wanted. That's what we needed, okay? But once again, unfortunately, it's just some hiccups as far as like just the pitching. It was an issue. You had Wintrop get the start. I talked about him early. He had that he played against OU. I think he had the start against OU. Yeah, he did in game one, and he struggled mightily in that first game against OU. But he came back, he cleared it up, and he did really well. He did really well in this game to get a start, right? And then you had J.J. Slack, just talked about him, gave up one run, had three strikeouts in a 2.1 innings pitch. He was doing good, right? Game still well under control at that point in time. Well, unfortunately, Sam Roberts, he struggled in this game. He struggled. Gave up two earned runs. He hit three batters to load the bases. That's what sucked. This baseball is a game of momentum. Coach Pete Hughes, he said that. That's part of the game. It's a game of runs, literally. It's a game, it's momentum. It's momentous plays, right? And those three batters, hit by pitch, load the bases, no outs. My gosh. Once again, the stress just engulfing every single K-State fan. Like, what the hell is going on? Patience. That's all. Patience. They were still able to find a way. They brought out Tyson Neighbors to try to get out of a bases loaded jam, which is literally hard for anyone to do, including one of the best arms in college baseball. Gave up a run scored from that. A few runs scored from that, actually. Like I said, that's a hard thing to mother love and do. Had a ground out. Then he had an error. It was just tough. It was just tough. It was rough once again, allowing Northeastern to score those runs to, you know, even things up and have extra innings, all right? That is what that is, and that's that whole thing where you either got to nut up or shut the hell up, okay? What are they going to do? I don't know what was talked about in that dugout for when it was time to go into extra innings, but I know damn good and well something had to be said for them to lock the hell in, right? Then once again, I can't speak on my guy enough, Jackson Whitworth. Like pretty much the star of the team this season, right? Came in essentially saying that they closed it out for K-State. Closed it out for us, all right? Two innings pitched, four strikeouts, that was it. And I already talked about Kalen Culpepper. He was able to get the game scoring run in after that wild pitch, all right? Let off the inning with that single. Good team baseball to get him all the way to third. Then made it do what it did to be able to win that game, right? That was needed. That was so needed because, man, there's not another loss left in my heart, at least in this stretch right now. And I know it's, and I know the fact it's just not in theirs because nobody likes freaking losing. Nobody does. Nobody, right? So I think they understand, like, this is a game that they needed to win. This is a really good, this is a decent Northeastern team that they played, and they had this game well under control, but it was just a momentum swing for them to tie it up and to add extra innings. We get that. But now this is something that's got to carry over. It's got to carry over, because now they play Oklahoma State. I think 15th ranked Oklahoma State, right? I think Oklahoma State, I think, might be tied second in the Big 12 right now. Another good team, another team with hot bats on them. That series, I want to say, is Manhattan. That's a home series. That's something that we need right now. That's a series that needs to be put in the bag, essentially, for them to keep this train moving, to get over this hump, to get to that last stretch, to where now it's time to prove to everybody out there that this is a team that deserves to go to a regional. And hell, if some goes damn crazy and they just want to go stupid and start winning, maybe even a host regional, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. But damn it, we all know that would be so damn nice. I'm not saying, because I feel like that's a tall order to ask right now. But still, they want a chance of even going to regional. Winning a series against Oklahoma State, that's going to be real nice for that resume, baby. That's going to be real, real nice for that resume. So that's all we got to do, is just sit back, relax, and watch the show. Like I said, I trust in pitching coach Rudy Darrow. I trusted him a lot. They're going to get something settled. They're going to get something going. They're going to get something right. And this team is going to be heading in the right direction again. All right. But as of right now, that's all I got for you. We'll be back next week with some more baseball talk on Run It Back. See y'all then.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.